that little red vegetable that grows in the ground?
Radish.
And something that's red that grows up on a...
Tomato.
Uh-huh. What do you call the little ones that don't get any bigger than that?
They call those cherry tomatoes.
Okay. Any other name?
No, I don't know of another name.
And something that makes your eyes water if you cut it.
Onions.
And the young, fresh ones that you eat before they get very big.
Onions?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you see them in the store now, they'll be...
With the green...
Uh-huh.
Green onions.
Okay. And along with your meat, you might have a baked...
Potato.
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
What they call the white potato and the sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
White potato is generally known as the Irish potato.
Mm-hmm. Is there another name for the sweet potato?
Yams. They're different types of sweet potatoes.
What?
The yam is a yellow
mm-hmm.
potato. I don't know any other. Of course, I don't know the different kinds of potato, sweet
mm-hmm.
potatoes. They're various kinds. By name, you know. As you plant them, you,
mm-hmm.
they, well, I guess it would take a farmer or a gardener, a real gardener, to know all the different types.
What about something that, what are some of the things that you could cook in a soup?
Well, a soup calls for a variety. It depends on what kind of soup you're making. For instance, if you cook a vegetable soup, you put all the vegetables you can scrap up
uh-huh. what,
to
what
put in there. And the first you put a soup bone, what you call mm-hmm. a soup bone, to make the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put chicken in there. Many times you have leftover chicken and
mm-hmm.
things like that. It's a conglomeration of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the vegetables that you might use?
Carrots, tomatoes, and you don't always put corn. Mostly corn in what they call the gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Gumbo is made principally of okra. And
I thought gumbo had seafood in it, or does it?
You can put, but you can make it with the seafood or without.
Mm-hmm.
You make the base by making a stock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's gumbo, real gumbo, you take the okra and cut it up, put it in a skillet and fry it off with
mm-hmm.
tomatoes in it and everything. Then you add that to the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Now it still has the same gumbo if you put the seafood in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just put shrimps in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it better with the shrimps than so much of it, with crabs and
mm-hmm.
and all the seafoods they can scrap up to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the seafood put up called gumbo mix. It's frozen.
What seafood would be in the gumbo mix?
Crabs, principally.
Mm-hmm.
And You might find a few shrimps in there, but not too many.
Mm-hmm. What the different kinds of beans?
Beans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are a variety of beans. Butter beans. Now, what is really prominent now, because it said that the nutritive value of it
mm-hmm.
is soybean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about the soybean, but they say that it has quite a bit of protein in it.
Mm-hmm.